Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox. In the Northwest London Christian Church, we've been preaching and teaching through the book of Hebrews. And those sermons and lessons can't cover all the details, of course, so these podcasts are giving a bit more information. Today, we're in Hebrews chapter 7, verses 18 to 22. It reads, "The former regulation is set aside because it was weak and useless, for the law made nothing perfect, and a better hope is introduced, by which we draw near to God. And it was not without an oath. Others became priests without any oath, but he became a priest with an oath when God said to him, 'The Lord has sworn and will not change his mind. You are a priest forever.' Because of this oath, Jesus has become the guarantee of a better covenant." A better covenant. The better covenant that gives us a better hope. And in this chapter, he's talking about Melchizedek, Abraham, Levi, the old priesthood, the fact that Jesus, just like Melchizedek, was priest and king. And of course, the Levitical priests were weak. They were weak because they were limited by death and their own sins. The term for setting aside here in verse 18, the former regulation is set aside. That term is even used for business documents or a legal annulment. It's set aside, it's put on one side because it's weak and useless. It doesn't make anything perfect. Jesus, of course, is the one who is perfect and who makes us perfect, who brings us perfection. Former system was just a shadow. Hebrews 10, verse 1. The law is only a shadow of the good things that are to come, not the realities themselves. For this reason, it can never, by the same sacrifices repeated endlessly, year after year, make perfect those who draw near to worship. A shadow is not perfect. A shadow is not complete. A shadow does not give you all of what you need and all of what is the reality. No, indeed, Jesus is the one who brings us that reality. And what does he bring us? He brings us the ability, the opportunity to draw near to God, he says in verse 19. That's the whole point. It's the whole point of what God had planned through Jesus, that we get the opportunity to draw near to God. And the old covenant could never give us that. It could never give anybody under the old covenant that ability to draw near to God, only at the high priest, and that once a year could go into the very presence of God. But no, now, because of Jesus, we have a better priest who draws us personally to being near to God, into his presence. And Jesus, of course, is our the one who intercedes for us and enables us to come in that way. And one of the other key differences is that Jesus, in his priesthood, is eternal. That this is going to go on forever. The Lord has sworn, verse 21, will not change his mind. You are a priest forever. Quoting Psalm 110, verse 4. You are a priest forever in the order of Melchizedek. So just like Melchizedek isn't recorded as dying in the Old Testament, also Jesus, though he did die, was resurrected and lives forever. And so therefore, he is able to continue always to bring us into the presence of God, and the promise of 2,000 years ago also exists for us today, that we also and the generations to come will also have this opportunity for as long as time continues to come into the presence of God. It is a better covenant. It is a better covenant, verse 22. Because of this oath, Jesus has become the guarantee of a better covenant. It's a better covenant because it is a better hope. It's a better promise. And it's something that we can fully enjoy. It's guaranteed. It is sure. And those words were used of business documents for a deposit, a security, guaranteeing that one would carry through on one's word or obligation, or someone who made such a guarantee could be trusted. Well, Jesus can be trusted because he was appointed by God, and because he was raised from the dead, and because he is a priest forever. That's who Jesus is. Well, we'll look more at the significance of this in verse 23 next time. Until then, if you want to know more about our church work, you can find us at nwlcc.org. You could email me, if you like, at malcolm.cox@iccmissions.org. And in iTunes, you'll find us if you type in MCCX and look under podcasts. Until the next time, I hope you have a wonderful day, and God bless.